Watch, socialist public school teacher rallies crowd against ICE, police in Texas. By Randy Clark on June 10, 2025. San Antonio, Texas, just outside the federal immigration courtroom in downtown San Antonio. Organizers with the Party for Socialism and Liberation led an anti-ICE protest attended by more than 100 people. One passionate speaker identified herself as a San Antonio public school teacher, leading the crowd in chants calling for the end of ICE and the police. Breitbart, Texas captured video of Corey Rosen, who identified herself as a public school teacher and protest organizer with the San Antonio chapter of the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, at a protest on Sunday outside San Antonio's City Hall. Demonstrators carried anti-ICE signs and waved Mexican and Palestinian flags as Rosen used a bullhorn to help lead protesters in chants during the mid-afternoon protest. In sharp contrast to the days when educators would welcome police officers and first responders into classrooms to serve as role models for young students, Rosen's chants of "No justice, no peace, no ICE or police" may be a sign that the welcome mat may have been pulled. During a speech recounting ICE arrests in the Alamo City in recent weeks, Rosen told the crowd to stand up against the immigration agency she says is responsible for neighbors disappearing, exclaiming, "We will organize, we will educate, we will fight back," she exclaimed. Rosen's socialist agenda went farther than just excoriating the enforcement of immigration laws. In one chant, the public school teacher shouted repeatedly, "From Palestine to the Rio Grande, no peace on stolen land." As reported by Breitbart, Texas, the Party for Socialism and Liberation, PSL, is also responsible for organizing similar rallies in Los Angeles that have sparked violence over the weekend. Breitbart, Texas noted the signs provided and carried by PSL members in San Antonio were identical to those held by PSL members in the Los Angeles demonstrations. Breitbart, Texas also reported that the San Antonio ICE field office has ramped up deportation operations in the Alamo City in recent weeks. Worksite enforcement operations recently discovered illegal aliens unlawfully employed at a construction site on the University of Texas at San Antonio, UTSA, campus. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the division chief for law enforcement operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas, sector. Follow him on X, formerly Twitter, @RandyClark.